This is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Adam Felber, Luke Burbank, and Paula Poundstone. And here again is your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. In just a minute, Carl's going to show Rich Little what for as we play Who's Carl This Time. But first, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Paula, a travel company in Germany announced this week that they're going to begin catering to airline passengers who would like to travel how?
Nude!
Yes, naked. Who among us hasn't struggled to board a crowded airplane and thought, you know what would make this great? Everyone were naked. Well, the Aussie Urlaub travel company has heard your pleas. Their first nude charter flight will be this summer.
Nobody's going to want to be on the second one, though, are they?
Nobody wants to be in the flight right after.
Yeah.
It's a day trip to the vacation haven beach island of Usedom in the Baltic Sea. The pilot and flight attendants will be fully dressed. According to the company's founder, though, quote, all the passengers will fly naked, but they are only allowed to undress once they are in the plane. But then they will be able to enjoy the hour-long flight in the way God intended, unquote.
No. Let me get this. And how exactly do they undress on the plane?
We wondered about
that. There's this much room. How many elbows in the face are you going to take while somebody's disrobing?
I think zippers. Neck to ankle zippers is the only way it can work.
Velcro.
Yeah,
possibly Velcro. Yeah. Or just like a really... Just a not well-stitched clothing. That's another...
Yeah.
You know, you have that one string and you start pulling.
Here's the funny thing. I mean...
Here's the funny thing? This is a nudist airline, Peter.
The problem with airline travel is, of course, you're in such close quarters with people you don't know or don't necessarily want to be in close quarters in. Who thought that it would be better if they were naked?
I'll tell you something. During the second flight, they're going to find the armrests don't come up at all. They'll have been glued down by the first people.
So?
Yeah.
Welded.
Yeah. Well, exactly.
Luke, Leo Hill is an 81-year-old retiree. He recently contacted the Denver Better Business Bureau. He had personally investigated something, a product he had regularly purchased, but he decided that he was being ripped off. What was coming up short?
Preparation H.
Oh, no.
Not that far off.
He thought he had discovered a scandal and wanted to bring it to everybody's attention.
It was a product that he had been purchasing.
Yes.
Was it like a drug or was
no.
it a
common household product?
Common household product. 80. How old is he?
81.
81. Okay. Can I get a hint?
No.
All right.
It's a universal household product.
Everybody has it. Everybody uses it.
Oh, remote control?
No.
Because they have those are called universal remote.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, I know.
Maybe that was a good hit.
A household product.
Specifically, he discovered it, there's not as much of it as it says there is in the package.
Oh, cereal?
No.
Detergent? Am I getting warmer?
No,
I'm getting colder.
I'm going to give it to Adam in a second. Adam, do you know?
Yes, I do. He actually counted every piece of toilet paper on the roll.
Yes.
And found it lacking.
Yeah, he raised a stink in Denver after attempting to determine...
Oh, come on.
One of life's great mysteries.
Wow. I did not think you'd be plying your audience with that.
Oh, yeah. Did the number of sheets in a toilet paper roll match the actual number on the package? Hill decided to spend his retirement finding out. He meticulously counted each sheet in over 60 rolls of toilet paper, marking down his findings on an empty toilet paper roll. After finding his rolls were between 50 and 40 sheets short, he contacted, triumphantly, the Better Business Bureau and the Denver Post. The Denver Post, blessed be they, actually decided to investigate. They went out and bought the same brands of toilet paper, meticulously counted themselves. They found out that the count matched exactly what it was supposed to be. They told him that he was mistaken and advised him to get a new hobby.